You're listening to a podcast from City Tribe Media. We're an urban tribe who helps people who feel far from God to know Jesus, cultivate freedom, discover purpose, and make a difference. We're also a diverse tribe who welcomes everyone from bikers to bankers, PhDs to GEDs, every age, race, and walk of life. So whether you're a longtime Christ follower or a spiritual investigator, we hope you're encouraged through our content. Enjoy today's teaching.
What's going on, familia? Cuidado. Right here, there's a hatchet. I know what you guys are thinking. You might be asking, is Joe like a Kansas City Chiefs fan? No. I am not. But the hatchet was used to cut wood. And back in the day, the hatchet was used as a weapon by Native Americans, by frontiersmen. And the Native Americans had this ceremony of burying the hatchet to declare peace. So today we're going to talk about burying the hatchet, making peace. In Spanish, it's despone las armas, put away the weapons. My wife says, when we get in conflict, yeah, we get in conflict. She says, tienes dos trabajos, enojarte y conformarte. In other words, go ahead and get mad and then get over it because you ain't going nowhere, mister. However you say it, whether it's kiss and make up, mend the fences, wipe the slate clean, let bygones be bygones, extend an olive branch, is it time to make peace? To bury the hatchet, is it time to make peace? Peace. I pray for peace quite often. In my family alone, there is a father who has not talked to his daughters in I don't know how long, a mom who hasn't talked to her daughter, a son that has not talked to his mother, and that's just in my family circle. Not to mention of those relationships I know of here at church that are struggling and in conflict. Peace, burying the hatchet. In my job as a hospice chaplain, I have heard people say, people that are dying, I have not talked to my son or my daughter in over 10 years. And now here they are coming on service and dying. And what's crazy is that people go so long without talking to each other. And what's even crazier to me is that people will actually take it to the grave. They'd rather die than make peace, than bury the hatchet. Why is it important for me as a chaplain in hospice to assess a patient and their family for the ability to forgive, for the ability to extend love? Why is that important, especially when somebody's dying? Because a good death is one when there's unresolved, where conflict and other things that are unresolved have been worked on before dying. That makes for a good death. Now, do I succeed at this? Not even close. Not even close. And it breaks my heart when I hear a patient that's dying tell me, I'm good with not burying the hatchet with my son. I'm good. And in my mind, in my heart, I'm thinking, I'm not good with that. And I don't think that God is good with that. Are you? Are you good with that? Are you good with going weeks, months, years with not talking to somebody you love? Maybe you have a brother or sister that has done something against you, has said something to you in the past, and you said, I'm done with you. Maybe you have a parent, a mother or father that has told you something that hurt you, said something that you didn't like, you didn't agree with, and you said, you know what? I forgive them, but I want nothing to do with them. Or maybe your spouse or your significant other is no longer your friend. And in your mind, you say, I'm okay if I never talk to them again. Maybe your neighbor, your friend, a family member even, is all about Trump or Biden. And you're like, man, I've had it. And I don't want to do nothing with them. Tension and conflict is everywhere. Turn on the news. Wars going on all over the place. Disunion going on. This group against that group. I recently read a book, The Path of the Peacemaker. And in this book, it says something that I believe all of us already know. In the book, it says, the world is one tense place. It's speaking of conflict and tension. It's everywhere you look. It's even inside you. It's in me. It's in you. So how do we deal with tension and conflict? I think sometimes we don't. We just let it keep going. Maybe you have great relationships and there's no conflict. That's good. But I want you to go ahead and take some notes, because unfortunately, conflict will come, whether it's at home, whether it's at work, at school, even here at church. Conflict is a part of life. I think a lot of us sometimes, we bury the hatchet, but we leave the handle sticking out. Like that Garth Brooks song. Okay, I like country music, so don't hold that against me. Garth Brooks song says, we bury the hatchet, but leave the handle sticking out. We're always digging up things we should forget about. You know, I make fun of this, but really what I want to do is to make peace. I want us as a church to be peacemakers, to be people that bury the hatchet. Bury the hatchet. God has buried the hatchet. The word is reconcile, reconciliation. Will you guys please stand up as I read today's key scripture? Check out how many times that word in some form or another is in the scripture. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Thank you, God, for your word. As you sit down, tell somebody next to you, I'm going to bury the hatchet. And go ahead and sit down. Okay, don't be throwing no axes. If you want to do some axe throwing, you go over to the Renaissance Festival and have a good old time. Bury the hatchet. Now, just a little disclaimer. I am not saying today to get back together with somebody you may have divorced. I am not saying to get back together with a relationship that you long ago got rid of. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying to find resolution in those things. I'm gonna talk today about reconciliation, about burying the hatchet. What does reconciliation mean, right? So in my ESV study Bible, it says this about reconciliation. It's the end of estrangement between you and God. In essence, God's peace treaty. So for us, reconciliation is that we be tied back together in some relationship to God taking it beyond there, that we be reconciled to one another in our relationships. In other words, declaring peace. You don't have to find resolution. There doesn't have to be agreement, but to reestablish the relationship in a peaceful manner, to have that peace. Why? Because it's probably one of the most important things to God. It's probably so important that it's exactly what he wants to do for humanity. To reconcile us to himself. That's why it's so important. But if only, if by knowing why it's so important, if that was enough for us to reconcile and bury the hatchet with our family and friends. But unfortunately, it is not. It takes work. It takes work. But before I go into some things to consider in reconciling and burying the hatchet, I want to give you three benefits to burying the hatchet. Benefit number one, happiness and wellness. How many of us want to be happy and well? Have wellness in our life, be happy. We all want happiness. Check out what this scripture says. You guys have heard this before. Blessed are the peacemakers. Here's the JIV, the Joe Inspired Version. Happy and well off are the ones that bury the hatchet. Happy and well off are the ones that bury the hatchet. The Greek word, you guys have heard this from Pastor Doug recently in the Bless, Bless, Bless series. Bless means happy, a state of happiness, a state of well-being. That's what the Greek word means. Someone that buries a hatchet, someone's a peacemaker, somebody who takes the ministry of reconciliation in the day-to-day. Now, let me explain something before moving on to the other two benefits. So the first benefit was happiness and wellness. I'll explain the other two in just a little bit. But before I move on, I want to explain something. The difference between peacekeeping and peacemaking. Those are two different things. You guys have seen pictures of a peacekeeper. It's on the news. They have a weapon. They're guarding some country to prevent war. That's a peacekeeper, right? For us, perhaps a weapon that we use in peacekeeping, a more dangerous weapon, is silence. How many of us have used silence in attempt to keep the peace, in attempt to continue to bury the hatchet? That's not peacemaking. That's avoidance. I have been one of those. Avoid. How many? Have you been there? You avoid. You decide, you know what? I'm not good at confrontation. I'm just going to keep it zipped. That's avoidance. That's not peacemaking. That's just peacekeeping. Another thing about peacekeeping is that it might be a person that just gives in. That's not peacemaking. That's appeasement. Just giving in for the sake of not fighting. How many have done that? Yeah. Trying to keep the peace by just, yeah, whatever you say, that's right. Instead of peacemaker, somebody that loves peace, wants to learn all about it, wants to see how can I make peace? How can I create it between a particular relationship? What do I need to do? It's not just guarding against conflict. It's actually doing something to make peace, to bury the hatchet. So what was that first benefit that I talked about? It was happiness and wellness. Let me get to the second one. The second benefit of peacemaking is identity as God's child. Now, that peacemaker verse I just read says this. Jesus said this. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. For they shall be called sons of God. sons of God implies that you have a tight relationship with the creator of the universe, our heavenly Father. So tight, he's calling you a son or a daughter of God, of himself. And sometimes you've heard that, you've heard that language in the Bible, son of God. That describes Adam. Adam and Eve are sons of God. It describes angels. Right? It describes a new believer in Christ. It also describes Jesus Christ himself, son of God. So when you bury the hatchet, when you're a peacemaker, you are doing what your dad does. And you're his son, his daughter. You have an attribute of God, our Father. That's why you're called a son or daughter of God. It's your identity. Part of your identity. Part of a benefit of being a peacemaker. Check out what it says. Our key scripture, it said, inside that scripture, it said, God who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. So you're doing what God does. Reconciling. Ending estrangement. Making peace. God, in essence, has made peace with us. Has buried the hatchet with us through Jesus Christ. Benefit number three, unhindered prayers. How many of us pray? We're always praying. We want to be known for a church that prays. How many times did it feel like, is God hearing me? Could it be there's something going on? There's some conflict in your life that's hindering some prayer? Check out what it says to husbands regarding this. You husbands, likewise, live with peace with your wife in an understanding way, as with a weaker vessel, since she's a woman. Grant her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. So that your prayers may not be hindered, grant her honor. Now, if that's not peacemaking, I don't know what is. So that your prayers may not be hindered. Check out what Peter says a little bit later in that same chapter. He says this, for whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Check it out. Let him seek peace and pursue it, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, but what? And his ears are open to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. So you'll have unhindered prayers when you bury the hatchet. Unhindered prayers. So what were those three benefits? Happiness and wellness. Identity as God's child. Unhindered prayers. Now, there's a lot more benefits. A lot more. That's just three. And for those that are married out there, another one rhymes with dove making. My wife right there would say, Pastor Joe. But here's where the rubber meets the road. It's so good to learn about peacemaking, about burying the hatchet, about reconciliation. But it's another thing to do it. Most of us are like, how do I even start? How do we mend fences? How do we kiss and make up? How do we bury the hatchet? You know, I think that if we did take this for seriously, this ministry of reconciliation, I think that God would smile upon us. I think that we would draw more people to know Jesus. I think that our church, we'd be closer to those that we love. Connecting people to God, ultimately, that is the ministry of reconciliation. connecting people to God. And it starts with us connecting with others. So here's three things to consider. I got three words, makes it easy to remember. Commit, submit, admit. Can we say those three words together? Ready? Commit, submit, admit. One more time. Commit, submit, admit. Commit, submit, admit. Commit. Commit to make the first move. Now, I've already heard things like, I don't think it's gonna work. It's been too long. I know I need to. And I'm okay with the way things are. I don't think God's okay with the way things are. And I'm not saying this to guilt you. I want to encourage you. I really do. I want to encourage you to make a peace treaty, to bury the hatchet, to be reconciled. Check out what Jesus says. If you're offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. First what? Be reconciled. That means before anything else, go and bury the hatchet with that one that you're in conflict. Go take care of business and reconcile. Reestablish that relationship. End estrangement. What's holding you back? I know what's holding me back in the past. And I'm pretty sure you know what's holding you back. Fear. Fear of being rejected. Fear of getting hurt again. Fear that it's not going to make a difference. Fear holds us back. Rick Warren, by the way, some of what I'm using today, I got from Rick Warren, who gave a talk on restoring relationships, a 7-step method of resolving conflict. That's a lot of steps. It took him over an hour and a half. But I'm only honing on 3 things that he said today. But he says this, we never change until our love exceeds our fear. Is your love greater for the person that you're in conflict with, or is fear greater? This is the reason that a mother or a father will give their life in a heartbeat for their baby. Because love is greater than their fear of dying. This is the reason that a firefighter will enter a burning building. Because their love is greater than their fear of getting burnt and dying. This is the reason that a soldier will take a bullet for a fellow soldier. Because their love is greater than the fear of being shot and killed. Is your love greater, or is fear greater? Commit to make the first move. Second thing to do, submit to the Holy Spirit in prayer. So the first thing, you decided, I'm going to make the first move. The second thing, it's like, I'm going to pray about this. I'm going to submit it to the Holy Spirit in prayer. I'm going to submit this to the Holy Spirit in prayer. The Bible says this, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We ourselves need peace before we can offer it. Plus, some of that self-control and those other attributes of the Holy Spirit. We need it. We can't give something we do not possess. You can't make peace if you don't yourself have peace. And for that reason, I want to take a little pause right here. And I want us to bow our heads. and pray for peace, asking the Holy Spirit, Father, Lord, you know our hearts. You know everything about us. You know everything about our relationships, those that are good, those that are not so good, Father. And so right now, Lord God, I pray for your peace, that peace that surpasses all understanding, to just pour in to each one of us, whether we're here or watching online, wherever we're at, Father, your peace be poured in. So much so, Father, that it would overflow from us to all those around us, that it would glorify you, that it would, people would sense your love and your presence and your peace. Thank you, God, for that peace. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Amen. Pray. Submit to the Holy Spirit in prayer for peace. For wisdom, look what the Bible says. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who generally gives it to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. Ask for wisdom from the Holy Spirit. Submit to the Holy Spirit in prayer. There's many, many things that we can do to be peacemakers, to bury the hatchet. Here's the third thing, and this is perhaps the hardest thing. Of the three, for sure, today, this is the hardest. Admit. Admit your part in the conflict. Now, I know what somebody's thinking already. Joe, you don't know. I am 100% right in this issue between me and this other person. If you're 100% right, you're still part of the conflict. You are? So, both Rick Warren and Brian Nobles, that book that I just referenced, both speak to this, how we are so full of ourselves and that we think that our perspective is the one that matters the most. We're always constantly saying, you know, what I think, what I say is right, and what you think, what you say, you're way off. And they both talk to this, they speak to this, that it's not until that we start to consider their perspective and admit our part in the conflict that we begin to work on that relationship and bury the hatchet. What might this look like? What might it look like for us to admit our part in conflict? It could be something that sounds like this. I'm sorry, I was thinking only my own needs and what is important to me. Have you ever said that? Let's practice. Let's practice right now. Admitting our part in the conflict. Let's all say it together. Ready? I'm sorry, I was thinking only of my own needs and what is important to me. One more time. I'm sorry, I was only thinking of my own needs and what is important to me. You can say it, you just did. It's hard to say it to the other person, but admit your part in the conflict. So what were those three things again? Commit to make the first move. Submit to the Holy Spirit in prayer. Admit your part in conflict. It's hard to take the focus off ourselves. Pain might have been inflicted on us, so it's hard. But here's the deal. I am pretty sure that during this message, someone has popped into your mind, whether it's you having conflict with that person or somebody else having conflict with that person. I'm pretty sure. Who is that for you? Who is that for you? Here's a way to make the first move. Now, if somebody's been, you've been in conflict with somebody and it hasn't been too long, it can be as simple as a text message. It could be something like this. I love you and I want to have peace between us. Sorry that I was thinking more of myself. Now that's if it's only been a short while. Now for those other situations where maybe it's been a long time, years, months and years, a text message would not apply. You're going to have to go old school. So for some of those millennials out there, you youngsters, you're going to have to write a letter. Now, a letter is when you write something down on paper. You put it in an envelope. And you mail it. The Bible says, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Forgiveness is a good place to start, but that's all it is. It's important and a good place to start, but I think that burying a hatchet is going to take way more than that. I really do. Check out what Andy Stanley says about reconciliation. He says, you can forgive from a distance, but you can't reconcile from there. What does that mean? Well, if you consider what God has done, God left heaven, came down to earth in his son, Jesus Christ, to die, come close to you, left paradise, came down to earth to be with us. How far are you willing to go? Are you able to get closer in some way? Commit to make the first move. Submit to the Holy Spirit in prayer. Admit your part in the conflict. Commit, submit, admit. Check this out. Jesus Christ committed his life for yours, for mine. Jesus Christ submitted himself to the agony of the cross. Even though he had no sin to admit. The cross is the ultimate picture of burying the hatchet. It is. You know what? Maybe there's somebody out there today, watching online or here today, that you've never thought of the cross this way. You've never thought of Jesus, what he did for you on that cross, as God's way of burying the hatchet with you. And there's something inside of you that's been like, man, I need peace. I need peace within myself. I need peace with God. You can have it today. If that's you, if you've never considered Jesus Christ and what he did, you can have that today. And I'd like us to pray one more again for that person, for those people. Just bow our heads. If that's you, you can pray something like this. You can have a conversation with God, something like this. You can say, God, I have done some jacked up stuff, Lord. And Father, right now, I choose to believe in Jesus Christ, that through him, you buried the hatchet so that I can be reconciled to you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I believe that you resurrected him on the third day so that I too would have that resurrection power in this life and the next. Come into my heart, Lord. Provide me your peace. Thank you. Thank you. in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If that was you, we prayed that just now for the first time, welcome to the familia. You know, maybe even after all this message I just gave you, in your mind you're thinking, man, Joe, I don't know. I don't know if I can bury the hatchet. I don't know if it's possible for me. Luckily, it's not impossible for God. It's not. The band is going to sing this song. In this song, there's a verse that says, who am I to deny what the Lord can do? Who am I to deny what the Lord can do? And familia, I want to open up the front. You know how we do this? We pray. You can come and pray up here in the front. I want you to pray for yourself if you're one of those that has conflict, and for that other person. I also want you to pray, if it's that's not you, I want you to pray for those that you know out there in your family, in your work, wherever, that you know somebody in there needs to bury the hatchet. Also pray for those out there that they need to know that God has buried the hatchet for them. So I invite you to come up and pray. Let's pray.
You are more than able. You are more than able.
Do you hear those words? Can you imagine with all the faith in the room what the Lord can do? Who am I to deny what the Lord can do? Thank you guys for a beautiful song. Amelia, if today you were one that for the first time put your faith in Jesus Christ, God bearing a hatchet for you through what he did on the cross. If that was you, will you be bold and courageous and sign up for baptism for Easter Sunday? It's going to be a beautiful Sunday. Beautiful Sunday. You can sign up outside. You can sign up online. Baptism is an outward expression of an inward decision to believe in Christ. We want to celebrate with you. We want to celebrate with you. Amelia, I'd love to speak a benediction over you before you go home today. Despone las armas. Bury the hatchet. Be peacemakers, not just peacekeepers. Commit to make the first move. Submit to the Holy Spirit in prayer. Admit your part in the conflict. Bury the hatchet. Y'all have a beautiful day. I love y'all.
We're glad you were a part of the tribe today. To further connect with us, check the City Tribe YouTube channel, iTunes, SoundCloud, Instagram, Facebook, or our website, citytribe.church. May you go from this podcast knowing that you are loved.